to CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers showed signs of improvement Monday, but hospitalizations remain high. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state reported nearly 1,500 confirmed COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That was a drop of more than 100 from 6 days earlier. Dr. Barbara Statland is a hospitalist at Denver Health. She says hospitals have been busy with both coronavirus and other patients. And after 20 months of the pandemic, frontline providers are exhausted.
The challenge that COVID patients bring is that they take up a bed for maybe a prolonged period of time.
The 7-day positivity rate on Sunday was 9%, down a percentage point from about 3 weeks ago, but still well above the 5% threshold that signals trouble. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Local health officials say there's no cause for alarm yet when it comes to the new Omicron coronavirus variant, though it could be more contagious than the Delta variant that's responsible for Colorado's current COVID cases. Dozens of Coloradans have received unsolicited checks from the government, and it's not a scam, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Over the last few decades, Colorado's official unclaimed property program, which is basically the state's lost and found department, has accumulated more than $1 billion in misplaced money. The money can come from abandoned bank accounts, uncashed checks, and more. This year, the unclaimed property program identified nearly 200 owners of that cash and sent them checks of up to $100. Here's Director Bianca Gardelli.
Whether they're Coloradans, whether they're outside of state, our goal is to return as much of these funds as possible.
You can also check for your own unclaimed property at colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
When it comes to internet scams, Colorado is the 10th worst state for the amount of money lost to those scams in 2020. That's according to the FBI. People over the age of 60 were financially hurt the most. Across the state today, it's mostly sunny and cooler than yesterday, a little bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.